Hey everybody, welcome to Game Goose, hey, September 28th, 2021, Season 4, Episode 9. My name is Dan Curry, our first contestant, Seal Brower!
Hey, hi, Neil. I'm doing good, how about yourself?
Doing well. Our second contestant, Clinton Brower!
We actually do like trivia shows and shit. Now everyone's all hyped up for one of those. That is just a regular episode.
It's a regular ass episode. I'm just bringing the hype.
We need to find someone to host our trivia episode so that three of us can go head to head.
So you can beat two of us at once? Okay.
Yeah.
We need someone high energy, big personality, fills a room. I don't know.
So like a Steve Harvey type.
No, he's too Jesus-y for my taste.
Yeah, no. See, hurry. What about Ryan Reynolds? I'm saying Ryan Reynolds.
I think he's too much, but he couldn't do a game show.
Drew Carey before he went sober.
I don't know what that means, because I don't know when he went sober.
When he got skinny.
Okay. I mean, even after he runs a game show all day. Wayne Brady would be a good one.
Jesus-y.
Jesus-y.
He's pretty Jesus-y.
Yeah, but he's not like... Every time you talk to him, he's like trying to lay it back to Jesus.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I mean, I'd have to have him on the show. Wayne Brady, if you're listening.
Wayne Brady. This is our response. This is our reach out to you.
Steve Harvey is like Dr. Phil, but Jesus.
Steve Harvey's weird. Have you read his book or like heard about his books and stuff? He's really misogynistic.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm thinking like, people we could actually pull.
Oh, okay. So like our friend Robert Jenkins or something. Yeah.
I mean, if we want to pie in the sky this, we can do that. But who's our optimal game show host?
Can we get Gretchen Whitmer? You think she's free?
Ooh, Gretchen Whitmer. That'd be great.
Fan of the show. Hi, Gretchen.
Fan of the show. She can't wait. She's wondering where all those fucking episodes are, boys. You gotta work hard. Get your episodes
work
out.
Work hard. Dan's just rolling dice for no reason.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to roll. It's got a little duck on it on the inside.
Okay, so what have you guys been playing? It's been a while. I had to take a week off last week.
I don't play video games anymore. I'm sad to say.
All right.
He's sworn
I'm gonna
him
have
off.
To. Yeah, I'm gonna have to leave the podcast. That's why I keep wanting to like push us towards other things.
Can you
every time before we start, I'm like, hey guys,
can you still run our audio though?
What if we don't talk about video games this week? What if we talk about the
native flowers of Michigan,
the native flowers of Michigan, or the migratory patterns of swans? Because then our listeners learn something for once.
Because then I wouldn't know what to talk about, because all I do is play video games.
No League.
Or we could talk about...
No, I've played some League, but that's not a game. That's like a good
way
of
life.
No, it's like a... You're having a good day, you know, and you just need something to fucking piss you off and ruin a good day. So you play League.
Yeah.
You know? You have those good days, and you think to yourself, this can't be right. I'll go play League.
All right.
No, it's just frustrating. I don't know.
I mean, that's how Dan was.
That's
how Dan gets with competitive shooters once he's... Well, that's how I can tell he's getting near the end. With Overwatch, with Apex, I can always tell.
Yeah, fuck this game.
Yeah.
See, that's why I never,
he never gets mad until it's like, I can't... Like, what the fuck? I can't... Why are you... Dan's almost done. He's got a week left.
So, I think... Yeah, that's why I like... Like, and I'll jump into mine here. Halo, that's why I like Halo, is because you just do you. You don't really have to care about your teammates. I played the Halo Infinite beta. Holy shit. It's good. Like, it's really good. They tried really hard to make it good and different.
Yeah.
But Neil was gone, and he actually didn't sign up for the beta. But he was gone, and holy shit, did I miss playing a game with you? Because being in public lobbies in Halo, holy fuck, every fucking annoying
just
person.
Just turn it off.
Well, you can't. They don't have that option in there in the beta yet to mute people.
I'm sure you can do it in Xbox.
I created my own party and sat in my own party by myself. Eventually, I was like, how the fuck can I turn this off? Every kind of annoying person, actually, no children. I did not run into any children.
No squeakers.
I ran into the oh man, dude, in this game the needler just shoots like so fast, dude. Like holy shit. Like I ran into that guy. ran into the guy who
That's
wants to
not
talk
annoying,
about
though.
I was gonna say
I'm going from from least to most here. Okay. So I ran into that guy, and actually a couple of those guys that just wouldn't shut up about how, oh, this gun does this now, and the clambling, which I've never heard that before.
The clambling?
Apparently clambling is some kind of slang for like the mantle, like the...
Like, is this a Halo slang or like a real world
I
slang?
Think for like
oh, you mean like when you can run at a wall and you jump, you climb up a little bit.
Like, oh, so yeah, like clambering?
Clambering they is a word. They were saying
clambling.
Well, they're just not using a word. It's the same amount of syllables. They're just idiots.
Could have been it too. I didn't know what they meant.
Is, yeah.
So there was that.
Then oh,
there
was Betty clambling.
Then there was the guy who thought he was the only one with a mic, or maybe, and just bitched about his teammates the entire time, and was not doing much better than any of the rest of us. Was not. I don't. You're not allowed to bitch about your teammates unless you're in first. That's my rule, and you really shouldn't do it anyway. You
shouldn't do it anyways.
And then he shut up.
What
after
were they saying?
Clambling.
So a clamble is yelling.
Okay.
Clamber is to climb.
Climb.
So are they screaming while they're climbing?
They were not screaming.
Then they're using the word wrong. They were using the word wrong.
But then he showed up when I came out.
I'm not even right. The clamor is yelling.
Okay.
Clamber is climbing.
Yeah.
So I don't know where clamboling comes from, unless they're rolling through bowling pins as they're climbing, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless they were...
No, why are we analyzing these two people on Halo chat? Okay. They're idiots.
No, clamber. To climb, move, or get in and out of
we
something.
Said, yeah. You said clamble.
Oh, yeah, they were saying clamble. Because they said it a lot.
Clamblam, whoa.
But this guy was complaining about his teammates until I came on. I was like, dude, are you complaining about your teammates during a beta? Like, it's not even like a fucking ranked anything. Literally means nothing.
Did he insult your mother?
No, he went, oh, come from the guy who's 12 and 7. I was like, dude, you're like fucking 13 and 8. Like, you're doing one better than me in each thing. Like, shut the fuck up. And then he stopped talking. So we got those guys. Then we got the guys using slurs who I think may have gotten banned from Halo, which was pretty interesting. Either that, or they were fucking with us, or it was just the perfect, like...
The timing.
Yeah, the timing was perfect. So they both called someone the R word, and they the two guys were buddies, and then the fourth guy, they called him the R word. His name was Pancake, and he came out. And he's like, "Who are you talking to?" And they're talking to you. You're an R word. You ran right into that sticky grenade. And he was like, "Hey, you know, you can say whatever you want and stuff, but these betas are like heavily monitored, so I'd be careful." And they're like, "Yeah, whatever." Then they're still talking, and they start going, "What'd you do, Pancake? You hacking my game? Everybody's invisible." And he's like, "I didn't hack your game," like blah, blah, blah. Then one of their mics cuts out, and the other guy's like, "Dude, where are you at? Hey, are you there, dude? Did you like get dropped from the game?" And then they both just got dropped from our game.
It's the culling.
Well, Courtney and I were talking about it because, I mean, Microsoft, it's a Microsoft game. On a Microsoft system, they have speech recognition.
Yeah.
They probably just have a list of terms that if they hear it, someone comes and monitors it, especially at that time. Because the guy was like, "Oh, they monitor this?" He goes, "Yeah, we can only play for 4 hours at a time. All they're doing right now is watching us and making sure everything works." So they got booted. So, I mean, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Just like have certain words that are flagged and then someone just reviews it and goes, "Nah. See ya."
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it happens in, I think, GTA 5, the voice chat. They do the same thing. They have voice recognition on it.
Nice.
And it's like, it's obviously this, they can do this.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves has a permanent, like, not only just recognition, but translator. You can talk to people who don't speak your language.
That's pretty crazy. That's a Microsoft game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Courtney was saying, she's like, "Yeah, it makes it on TikTok." She goes, "If you use any slang, like, you and me will get taken down in minutes."
Yeah.
Like, so, and there's no way someone's watching everyone, so they must have something. And right when you sign up, it does say, "People will be watching and listening to you." Like, immediately. So, that was everything. But to the game point, super awesome. Lots of changes that people are not sure. Like, is this a bug? Like, because the plasma pistol doesn't EMP vehicles anymore. So there's like, is this supposed to not do that? Because there's a whole new set of electric weapons that do that. The equipment is super cool. They brought back equipment, but it's different. There was three pieces of equipment that you could get. And first was a shield that you can drop. That's like a Reinhardt shield. You can shoot through it, but they can't. cool. shoot back, but it gets destroyed really quick. So it's pretty, you know, you want to make sure that you have a plan. Grappling hook's a grappling hook. It makes you move around, and you can grab weapons with it. Never did that. Never grabbed a weapon with it. Can you
grab people?
You cannot. You can grab people and zip to them. You can't pull them towards you. So that one's pretty cool. But the coolest one is the repulsor. It's, you can, if people shoot rockets at you, you can shoot them. You can reflect them back or grenades. It can also push people and vehicles. So there's a lot of cool, if you go to the Halo subreddit, of people just shooting like a group of dudes in a Warthog, like off a cliff. There's one where someone got repulsed and then was going to go off and then used the grapple hook and came back and shot him. There's only like 4 guns that have made a return in the beta. So they have the assault rifle, which is actually good. It used to just be garbage and kind of just be like, use it if you can. But it actually acts like an actual assault rifle and you can shoot people like across the map with it and stuff. To the point where they think people have been talking about nerfing it. Pistol, which is not crazy. It feels like it should be like, oh, I'm just going to pull this out. But it's really better to just finish people off with it. The rocket launcher's back and the sniper's back. And the plasma pistol.
Oh, battle rifle?
Oh, battle rifle is too. You're right. Did it? Yeah, battle rifle's back, but it's a little different.
Cool.
Then there's like a ton of new guns.
Nice.
So all of them are pretty cool. They all seem to have a place in the game, except for there's one gun that I think really sucks. The plasma carbine. I just can't figure out how it works. But it's super neat. There's no shotgun, which is odd. They have a bulldog, which is kind of like a shotgun, but it doesn't one shot kill, which is kind of nice because you don't just like turn the corner and fucking die.
Yeah.
It takes like 2 headshots or 3 body shots. And the gravity hammer's back, but it's super different. You can't just switch to it and murder someone immediately. It actually like has a big wind up and you can like run away from it and stuff, but it's one shot kill at this point.
Nice.
But it is super fun. The maps are beautiful and really well laid out, and it's cool.
Cool. We'll talk about that again next week because it's open for everyone this weekend. So yep. I'm going to dive in and play it for a little bit.
It looks like they're opening up Big Team Battle this weekend.
Oh, that'll be fun.
You'll have to watch your language, Neil.
I don't even know those words.
Except for when, didn't you get banned from Xbox that one time?
Yeah, I called him a fucker like an adult.
Because he was being a dick to us, and Neil was a little drunk and couldn't let it go. And started like messaging him. That was really
funny. I called him a shithead. That's what it was.
And then they told you were banned, but you weren't.
I was banned for a day, and then I got on the next day, and it totally worked.
Yeah, like he was not banned for a day.
It was probably like,
had Xbox Live for like 10 years. Clean record, bro.
This is my first infraction. Let me go.
Please, let me off the warning, sir.
Also, I like the fact that that guy was a dickhead. And then you were a dickhead back, and then he reported you.
They probably like, an automated response of like, you know, he got reported and they're like, okay, 24 hours. And then someone reviewed it and was like, no,
that's probably true. That guy was being a dick.
Yeah.
Cause I'm sure, I think me and Carl reported that guy too. I don't remember what he was doing, but he was being an ass.
I have played a few games that I was, you know, being funny earlier, which was hilarious.
You really got us.
Yeah. He didn't even know I played games. I played the Hunt Showdown. It's a PvP PvE game.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is you're trying to hunt down bounties of these, like, so you're in like an alternate timeline bayou kind of type feel. You're in the swamps of Louisiana.
Yeah.
And you're hunting down kind of, I don't know what you call them. That's the wrong word. So they're like zombies everywhere. Mm-hmm. But then there's also like,
I know what you're talking about.
Like wasp people, like wasp nest people. Like they have wasp nests growing. They're like zombies with wasp nests.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like a meat hook guy who's got slugs that follow him around and he's blind. But
the slugs you're in like a pair and you got to track down big end boss.
So yeah, there's this the big bounty is like the butcher or the spider, things like that. And then you like go there to like where the boss is and you kill the boss and it pings everyone on the map like, hey, this team is at the bounty target.
But you got to like track them down first. You don't just know.
You have to get clues to figure out where they're at. So then, yeah, you go and you kill the beast or whatever, and it's like, hey, so-and-so team just killed the beast. And now they're collecting the bounty. And you have to wait at the bounty for, like, I don't know, it's like a minute, probably a minute and a half for the bounty to, like, be consecrated or whatever. Safe to carry away, I guess, for the beast to be banished or something is, like, the term in it. But, yeah, you collect your bounties, and then there's usually two bounty targets, so you can, you know, collect the bounty and then go get the other one, try to get the other one, or you can get your two tokens in GTFO, or you can, you know, just wait for other teams to get the tokens and then try to, you know, steal them from stuff. But I've played probably 4-5 rounds of it, and we've won every single one that I've played. Just
so good at
games. Yeah, really. That's what it is.
That's why you're on this podcast.
Yeah. No, it's fun though, because you get the bounty, and then you have teams chasing you, mm-hmm. and you have to wait 40 seconds or something at the extract point. So the one game, there's like this river or swamp kind of area butting up to the, like, where there's this horse carriage that we're trying to get on. We run up to the extract, and this team kind of, we know, had headed us off, so we know they're at the carriage. So I'm just like in the swamp in this tall grass. You can't see me at all. And the other two kind of push out to try and get the people off the extract point. And they down one of our buddies, and the other one comes in from the other side. And they both like ran right to me, like trying to get away from the other, not realizing I was there. It's like, bah, bah, bah. So yeah, it's fun. You look, get a lot of like tactical kind of things. We had a team pinned down where they killed their bounty. We had them pinned down inside, and it was just, you know, like a, like we're, you know, in a firefight, like cowboy firefight. Like there's literally like people inside in moving, moving through.
Yeah, from this game looks pretty awesome.
And we're just outside, like running along the side of the building, like taking pot shots at them where we can and stuff. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's got like a really good stereo audio, so like everything is very directional. So if you have like a set of headphones that are Dolby Atmos or, you know, Windows whatever directional compatible, you can get like really good kind of binaural.
I've seen a lot of gameplay for that. It does look really fun.
It is,
Dan. I think it might be too spooky for you.
It's not that spooky, actually.
We're talking about Dan.
Yeah, there's no jump scares or anything.
Yeah. So. I was even trying to get us to play
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight.
That game gives me so much just like anxiety.
I like that game. I like that game.
It puts my heart rate through the roof.
Yeah,
I love playing the bad guy because I just enjoy it. That's fun.
That part's not scary.
No,
you're the scary part.
Yeah, but like playing the survivors or whatever they're called,
it doesn't look spooky. It just looks like it has a dark atmosphere. The Hunt.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it is kind of spooky at times. The spider, she's super fast and like climbs on the ceiling and will just like drop down in front of you and spit webs at you and stuff. But Xbox. It's fun. The playing it alone would probably be scary, but playing it in a group is definitely not. So yeah, I would check it out if you guys. I don't know if it's on Game Pass or anything.
I didn't see it on Game Pass, but did say it was like $15 on Xbox. Yeah. So
it's a shit ton of fun. I've been really enjoying it.
Nice.
It's one of those games though. Like there's like a billion weapons, so like,
a lot of learning curve.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been playing, Neil?
I've been really busy. I played. I didn't beat Pokemon Fire Leaf Green that I could.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Borrowed from you, but I got all the way to the final four. So okay. I beat all the gyms, and then I was like, I know how much I have to level up to beat the last guy.
Did you Nuzlocke it, or did you just play it?
No, I just played it. But I did put like set mode on and stuff like that. I made it a little harder. But yeah, I just don't want to do all the grinding to actually beat the game. But I had fun going through all the places I knew as a child. It was interesting.
You just get one Pokemon with a powered combo? No problem.
actually, I didn't name any of my Pokemon, but I did get a Jigglypuff and name it Cheechpuff. Nice. And it did very well.
I bet she's strong as she looks.
Yeah. I actually got one in Pokemon Shield too, because I was fucking around with that. Dan was in there, and I was just...
Oh yeah, I got Pokemon Sword. Oh yeah, Sword.
Dan's playing Pokemon Sword. I just wanted to see how easy the trading was. Turns out really easy.
Yeah. Well, wait. The trading was not really easy.
Yeah, it took a second to get going, and then it was flawless.
Something happened where, like, Neil and I could not get it to work, and I was like, this fucking bullshit Nintendo garbage it, piece like, of shit. Like,
through Pokemon Home, or...?
No, just through the...
Oh.
Game.
You just set like and an 8-digit pin.
Then I was like, let's try it one more time.
Matt and I did it and it was seamless.
Once Neil and I
once it worked,
it just never like, it works all the time.
Probably failed like 8 times before.
It must have just been something wrong with the servers at the time.
But that's fun. No, I've just kind of been going around catching the Pokemon I'd never seen before. I'm really just bored. Nice. Slay the Spire. I beat the heart with the everybody but the last person.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No, I beat it with the hard girl, the watcher.
Summon a soldier?
No, the soldier's the hardest one for me. His decks just aren't that fast.
Dude, I was playing the soldier last night, and I was the strongest I've ever been. Like, just one-shotting everything.
That's how I was.
And then I fucking got to the last boss, and it was the wolf. And I destroyed him in the first form, and then he just got me. I didn't have enough block. But Courtney's like, this is why I quit that game. She's like, you feel like you're doing so well, then just one thing will fuck you.
Certain bosses just are just built to totally annihilate your build. Mm-hmm. But I still really like the game.
Such a good game.
Yeah.
What builds are you trying? Have you tried? Because I think he has some pretty fun builds.
I've tried with it. I'm doing everything. Exhaust builds, block builds, strength builds, wound builds, everything.
I did a strike build. That was the strongest one where you get that card that you get every time you add a card that has the word strike in it, the card, whatever, I can't remember the name of the card, gets +2 damage. So you just pick every card that says strike in it, no matter what. And I had like 4 of those, and they were doing like 75 damage, and then you add other things to it. But I was doing like 200 damage one hit sometimes. It was pretty cool.
I had one where you drew way more cards than you normally draw, and I had a bunch of cards that are like, exhaust your entire hand and do this much damage for every card you exhaust. So I'd lose my deck, but most of everything would die if I got the right cards 3 times.
I don't remember what I was doing. It wasn't that. I don't remember what it was now. Oh, it was. I think I'd build a block deck.
Yeah, it's the best one. So much fun.
Because you can do the thing where it's like you don't lose block, and then you can do as much damage as your block does.
Yeah.
Slam. Yeah, that's definitely the best one, but it's hard to get the right cards you need to do.
Yeah, because that's a legendary, the one that you build around. So,
other than that, back in Dark Souls 3, really excited for Elden Ring. Gonna go back and beat that last boss that I found out I skipped after I thought I had finished all the DLC. Do that before Elden Ring comes out. And that is it. That's it.
Cool. I have 2 others I want to talk about real quick, kind of together. I don't think I told you about the Artful Escape, but I didn't talk about it on the podcast. The Artful Escape's on Game Pass. It's more of a visual novel than a game, but if you're into Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, Bob Dylan, like that era of music, check it out. Really cool. And if you like aliens, I guess. So check that out. It's really cool, really pretty, and a good story. And then Superliminal. This is
Tell them what it is.
Told
me. Make it at least sound interesting.
All right. So yeah, you are a kid who's the nephew of like a Bob Dylan type in like the small Colorado town. We went out to dinner.
Oh, we went to tacos. Mm-hmm.
And you're the uncle of like a Bob Dylan type in like a small town. He died.
Uncle or nephew?
You're the nephew. He was your uncle. And he died in a car crash at the age of 27.
I knew the answer to that question. I just knew he was wrong. I wanted to correct himself.
And it's the 20th anniversary of his big record. And you're supposed to play a like concert. It's supposed to be your first concert, and you're supposed to be like this folk, hero. And everyone has all these big expectations. Even the poster says, like his name, and it's like the nephew of, like his first thing. So, but you're practicing out in the woods, and you start, you get bored, and you start playing like this crazy, like spacey guitar riff. And this girl's like, "Yo, you should do that." And you're like, "I can't, because everyone wants me to do this thing." And then you decide to go home and relax. You put on a record, and then aliens come and pick you up and take you into space. And you have to like jam with the aliens. So it's pretty cool. It's really fun. It is very easy. Like, you're not gonna, I don't think you can die.
It's more of a story.
Yeah, it's a really cool story. Yeah, really that's what Holly said. It's like if Yellow Submarine was a video game, basically. So if you're into that kind of stuff. It took me like 2-3 hours, maybe.
Do you know that we all live in a Yellow Submarine?
We do.
I've heard that.
And the other game is Superliminal. This is the most Portal-like game I've played since Portal. So if you like Portal, check it out. It's... They kind of give you the story. It's not really heavily story-based, but you are asleep. You have gone come to this sleep, like, help thing. Basically, they're going to go into your dreams and fix your brain. Like, it kind of just tells you... It doesn't tell you why you're there, but there's kind of like a recording saying, you've come because you feel like you're out of control of your life, and now you're asleep, and we're going to show you a different way of looking at things. And there's a lot of different mechanics, but the main mechanic is that is perspective. So if you pick up a...
Things stay the same size.
Yeah, so things stay the same size to your eyeballs.
Right!
But it like, so if you have like a chess piece that's right in front of you, and you pick it up and you look up like high, up and let go, it's suddenly far away from you and giant.
Yeah.
And it is so cool, and it does not run out of ideas. And it's not tricky to the point of frustrating. I think I had to have Courtney look up one thing for me. But it is just really cool.
Yeah.
So, and it's got, definitely has kind of a...
I was surprised how early they start, like, doing the, like, breaking the simulation stuff. Like, there's the wooden door that you can pull apart.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that's, like, in the second level. I was like, dang, this seems early for, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. They kind of do, but it dives deeper. Did you beat it?
No. Oh, okay. I haven't played that much.
Yeah, because that's not a long game either. Yeah. You can beat that in a day, for sure. But it definitely has the Portal aspect of, like, a robot, an unfeeling robot talking to you that's trying to, like, get, like, you know, explain human emotions and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, it's really, really good. Really fun, good puzzler that you can knock out pretty quick. And I definitely recommend it. If you like Portal, you will like this game. So, that's it. And play Pokemon Sword. I'm sure I'll have more thoughts on that later. But I would like to say I'm not as bored as I thought I would be. I actually like it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
Just easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would like to say, though, because I was talking about Pokemon getting easy, Black and White, the ones I was playing where I quit, I think are a million times easier than this one.
Okay.
Because all Pokemon games are easy, but I remember Black and White just one-shotting everything. And this, at least, things have a little bit of hardiness to them.
You didn't buy it, right? Or you did buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't stick with it.
I'm pretty far.
Also, the funny thing is that character that you hate.
BD?
Yes. Is meant to be hated, though, right? Oh, no,
yeah.
Okay, because I was like...
Yeah, but it's so dumb, like, you know, it's like, this little shitbag's a shitbag. Look how shitty this little fucker is. Like, he's a little pisshead, and he's going to destroy, like, this national monument. And like, oh, this little fucker's
evil. If they were trying to write, like, an anti-hero where, like, I get what you're doing, it's not him.
This little fucker's evil, and you know what? We're going to give him a gym to lead. Like, what? No, fuck you.
Yeah. I haven't gotten that far, but I was just like, yeah, this guy's supposed to be hated, Clint.
Yeah.
The guy
I was mad about how he gets, like, he fucks up and ends up just being given everything.
The guy I don't like who's meant to be liked is your buddy's older sibling. The
fuck boy?
Who with the Charizard?
Yeah.
Beard is so shitty.
He's such a fuck boy.
I was like, oh, this guy sucks.
Yeah. I also think he's supposed to be kind of the archetype of, like, the, like, douchey hero guy.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, oh, I'm a celebrity.
Celebrity.
He's got like a cape and a flat brim. Like
he's got like fucking soccer shirts on.
Yeah. He's got a lot of aesthetic.
Someone who hasn't played Pokemon a lot but is aware of it and like sees the shit come out, I think this group of starters is the worst.
Oh, really?
I don't think that they're
the grass. The grass one's really cool. I'll defend
him. I like the sniper. The sniper lizard.
He fucked me so much.
The sniper lizard?
Yeah.
The water type? The
grass. He's like, it's not a sniper. He's just a spy.
No, he's got a fucking
pew. Wait, from this starter group?
Yeah.
Maybe he has a gun when he uses a move, but he doesn't just have a gun.
Which type? Which one?
The
water one.
Is it the water one? I don't know.
The fire one's the soccer bunny.
Which is the worst.
Yeah. I don't like that he just has a hoodie and then he grows out of it. he grows into a soccer uniform.
I think he grows into his hoodie. Doesn't
his... No, his second form is a hoodie, too. Oh,
gotcha. Inteleon.
Yeah, that's the water lizard.
Yeah, he's got like a... He finger guns, I guess.
Gotcha.
I was thinking it was like...
I have the water type.
Like a gun. He's weird. Blastoise has cannons.
He's so like...
I don't know. I wish I would have... I do this every time.
I must have like a move that's called Sniper. Oh, yeah. Hidden ability is Sniper. That's why.
I'm always like, I want to get the water type because water is my favorite. And then I get the water type and I go, well, shit, I want to hold on to this one because he's strong. But there's all these cool other water types out there I could have grabbed.
Yeah.
So.
Gives him 3x crit damage instead of 2x.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm on the second evolution of him. He's all emo and shit. He's got that emo haircut. They're bad. I don't like any of them.
No.
Which one?
The water type.
I didn't use my fire starter.
Man, the Inteleon, the last, he's cool.
Okay, cool.
He's all like long and gangly, and
because in James Pokemon Bond, Go they did an Oshawott day the other day. I'm not sure what level or what generation that's from. The otter Pokemon, he is super cool. Like,
why don't you just transfer him?
I don't know how to do that yet. I gotta look into that.
Pokemon Home,
yeah,
easy peasy.
But he's adorable as the Oshawott. The second one's pretty cool, and the last one's like a samurai. Yeah. And I'm like, this one's fucking dope. These new ones.
He's got a fucking sword in his mouth, just like the dog sword from Pokemon Sword.
The dog sword. I don't think he has a sword in his mouth. He has that big sword on his head. He's like a. It's like a.
No, he's got a sword in his mouth.
He pulls it off and like uses it when you.
When you fight with him.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But anyway, I don't like any of these new starters. Yeah. I'm against these ones.
I like Inteleon.
All right, enough Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This week, I don't even know... I mean, I know what we're talking about. I don't know how to describe it. When does a game become a genre?
Yeah. So,
best way to describe
Thief,
it, right?
Thief is... Who knows what Thief is? I don't. I've never played it. But there are games called Thief-like.
I tried to play Thief a long time ago, probably in high school. And when I was playing, I was like, that's kind of old. Yeah, so yeah, Thief likes are, I mean, in the same vein as like Metroidvania. There hasn't been a new Metroid in quite some time.
Yeah. There's no one coming out.
I mean,
so what are the week? Let's name them. There's Thief, mm-hmm. there's Thief Rogue, Rogue, there's yeah. Metroidvania,
Metroid. Mm-hmm. Souls.
Souls-like. Is there any more?
I mean, it's got to be what? Harvest Moon like? There's a word for things that are like Harvest Moon.
They just call them, they call them life simulators. That's usually what those are called. Because it's not really a farm. I mean, it is a farming simulator.
That's a terrible name. It needs to be catchier than that. And it's not really a life simulator, I guess.
Well, it is because...
It simulates the life of a farmer. If you play the way
people play, Neil, and you talk to the villagers...
Sims is a life simulator.
Sims, yeah, definitely. But...
Harvest Moon is a I'm a farmer simulator. With relationships.
Yeah, farming simulator...
Anyway. No,
I was just wondering if there are any more like that. I'm sure there
and
are.
And what are they called? I mean, is there a word for... Zelda-like now, or is
Zelda's just action-adventure, you know? But the thing is, I think that so many things are taking from Breath of the Wild.
I guess the reason that we're talking about this topic is because before we get started, I was like, hey, like, how many games are going to come out that are described as Stardew Valley-like?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Breath of the Wild-like? And at what point do we, you know, start calling the genre a Stardew Valley?
Right, because Metroid is really, and Castlevania, is just an action-adventure game. If you really...
platforming, like...
Yeah.
We have to, like, go somewhere, get something, come back.
Yeah, there's elements of it that are, like, it's an action-adventure game, but this stuff. I forgot to mention, I actually played quite a bit of the Super Metroid. And then... stop, because I was interested in Metroid Dread that comes out next week.
I mean, I think the only one I can really think of is, I mean, and it's a different, this, I think it spawned the genre. I could be wrong. There might be some indie game out there or a big one I'm forgetting about. But obviously we've all played Diablo, which is kind of where the loot system comes. But Borderlands was the looter shooter. Borderlands 1 was the looter shooter. Even when Destiny came out, it was like, it's like Borderlands by Halo.
Yeah, Borderlands by Halo. Yeah. Yeah, but it was never called a Borderlands. Like, they call them looter shooters because that's catchier.
Looter shooter. Yeah.
Yeah. But they took it from the...
I mean, Diablo. Obviously Zelda's a storied franchise and it's just an action adventure game. You know, I mean, it's not
well,
that
there
much
are
different.
Tons of games that are Zelda.
Yes,
that are like
but it grew into Breath of the Wild, which is now spawning its own everything. Like, what's that anime game you got into for a bit? That's got a lot of Breath of the Wild
Genshin
aspects.
Impact.
Genshin Impact.
That's the year anniversary of that game today, I think.
Why do you know that?
Because it just showed up.
It would have been
yesterday, maybe.
like 2 weeks ago, I think.
I just saw a lot of it on Twitter.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just saw a thing saying it was coming up. Because I remember talking with Erica and being like, that game's out for a year already? What the fuck?
But I mean, I think to answer your question,
nope, today. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I lost it. What was your question, Clinton?
I think the whole thing is, what does a game become a genre?
Well, yeah. Okay, so I mean, it needs to be. I mean, obviously, it needs to be something that's, you know, that's that has that weight, that has that impact. Mm-hmm. Borderlands. Ironically, I know we've told this story a lot, but we didn't know anything about it when we picked it up,
yeah.
And it slowly became. You know, I don't think it had a launch day, but it Borderlands became huge. I mean, that thing had like 7 yeah. DLCs.
So do you think that there is a genre out there that we haven't discovered yet that will be named after a specific game?
Yes.
When it is yeah. discovered.
Absolutely. I mean, we're still...
It's like weird because it's like... Sometimes games get... I think when the game is so big that a bunch of... It spawns so many games that are like it.
Yeah.
That's when you get it to be a genre, right? Because, like, there's, like, one game that's really... Or like, two games are like Breath of the Wild. And people go, oh, it's kind of like Breath of the Wild. There's Genshin Impact and Phoenix Rising. And that's it. But in the next 3 years, if suddenly, like, holy shit, there's a million games where you wake up in the world and you can do...
Breath of the Wild really, you know... I don't think that it changed the genre of
enough,
like an RPG, an action RPG, because it didn't introduce anything new.
Yeah,
it just did it in a new and interesting way.
You know,
there's nothing
funny.
New about
so
Breath of the Wild.
Here's what I was thinking. So, and then my backtrack of thought. I was thinking, so Phoenix Rising, like when you play Phoenix Rising, you go, oh, this is Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
like because you have 4 different areas, 4 different bosses you have to go fight. You can do it in any order, which helps you fight the main boss, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, like that's kind of what Breath of the Wild thing is. And if we had a ton of them that did like that, people might start saying that. However, Far Cry actually does that before Breath of the Wild ever does. You either have different parts of the map with different characters that ends up leading to a main boss. And I never thought about that though right now. Breath of the Wild is just a Far Cry clone.
But in Far Cry, you have to kill them to progress the story.
Yes, and you do in Phoenix as well.
I think the choice, yeah, the special thing there is that, fuck it, you can just go for it if you want to.
Yeah.
But then by that metric, then looter shooters are just Diablo clones.
Yeah.
But we put guns
in
them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, you know, I don't think that, what's the name of
Borderlands?
Game? Borderlands was doing anything new either.
Oh, absolutely not.
It was taking, you know...
In fact, it was doing less with a controller as opposed to, like, you know, Diablo key bindings and
yeah.
all that shit.
No. I think it's not necessarily in the way of that, but even, like, merging. I don't know why I'm struggling.
You had too much crab.
Yeah.
Oh, we wouldn't make crab.
But, like, merging, you know, looting with a shooting game was a new and interesting idea, obviously, and it caught the attention of millions of people, and it became, you know, a beloved game series.
And genre as well, with, like, Destiny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't think that as a genre, it is, you know, it was doing enough new things that it would get named...
After Borderlands, yeah. See, yeah. I wonder, like, so Dark Souls, to me, when I hear, like, a Souls-like, I'm like, oh, it's an action RPG, that's hard. that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, roll dodging, perfect timing,
yeah.
and like combat.
And you need to, something is lost upon
when
death.
You die. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah. Like that Star Wars game. That was like a Souls-like and.
The last Jedi, nope, the Fallen Knight, the Fallen Order.
Fallen Order.
Oh, Jedi.
The Fallen Jedi and Knight Order.
So I have a question. That one game, remember that game that we played and the last boss glitched and we never finished it?
Remnant.
Yes, From the Ashes. Was that Souls-like? It had aspects of it.
Yeah. But had checkpoints. You didn't lose anything if you died. But yes, it was meant to be hard and move from, I guess it was kind of Souls. It was Souls-like-y.
It was Souls-like-like.
Yeah. I mean,
Souls.
I think that I think now we've just cracked open the ever ongoing conversation about, you know, like genres and music, genres and movies. At a certain point, there's just so many it's conflated into.
Yeah,
this movie's funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's also, you know, the dude's dad died. It's actually really sad too, but it's more funny than it is sad.
You'll laugh more than you'll want to cry.
But a couple people do get shot.
Yeah.
It's a drama. It's an action dramedy. Okay, so it's a movie, you know.
Yeah. I was on Reddit, and because there's a lot of criticism from movie directors and stuff of the Marvel universe, of course. And people were talking about it and just saying, like, to the point that movies are so expensive now, number one, that they just, on par, whether they're not, you know, they're never, like, going to be The Godfather. And everyone's aware. But they're just so on par, you know what you're going to get, and you know it's going to be decent. But it's like, if I'm spending $25 on a ticket, why am I going to roll the dice? I'll just go see a Marvel movie, and it's going to be funny, have action, and be worth seeing on a big screen.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, that's like, when you talk about genres, it's like, what are Marvel movies? They're fantasy, action, comedy. It's like, it's all this shit rolled into one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a difference in games anymore. No, there are. I mean, there are, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this conversation is turning into a broader one on genre. But
yeah.
Like, what is the, like, naming convention of genres?
Because, right.
Like, how did, like, is there a genre of movie that is named after a specific movie, you know? Like, there, like, Saw-like movies? Or are they just horror gore movies?
Yeah.
Like, see, that's the problem, though. Like, a looter shooter... is an action game.
Yeah.
A Saw-like movie is a horror, is a thriller,
yeah.
Is a suspense.
Yeah.
Also, all of those things, a torture porn is another word for
torture
it.
Porn, yeah.
Yeah.
Which started with Hostel.
Yeah.
Like you can name things till the cows come home.
No, but I think that it's an interesting kind of thing of like, this is a unique thing, maybe? I don't know, to video games of naming it after a specific kind of, you know, watershed game.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just wondering, is that a thing that genres get in other areas?
Yeah. I don't think they do in film, because in film it's more of an artistic medium where there will be press events where they do go, like, very inspired by so-and-so director.
Same with music.
So-and-so director. Yeah. But they don't want to say, like, yeah, I just made this movie, but different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, like, a game, that's great marketing. It is this game. It is. We love it. It's great.
Well,
if you like this game, you will like this.
When they're creating and developing games, they actually just do that. Like, they will literally, when they come, so when the developers come to Microsoft and they want to make a game, they'll literally be like, well, we want to create Spyro meets Dark Souls. And they'll say that because it's like, that's how they get funding.
Yeah.
I think that might
also
be.
That's a good way to, you know, spark a specific thought.
Mm-hmm.
For like what a game actually
is. And that thought is money.
Yeah, yeah, generally, yes.
Especially because you need so much funding to make
it. Yeah, no, but I mean, even like, I'm trying to think of like music genres.
Yeah.
Like,
nobody's like, oh, yeah, I'm really into Coldplay likes.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, what? Like, yeah. Where does the term rock and roll come from? Like, I don't know the history of the naming of rock and roll.
Oh, fuck.
Like,
I knew this one.
Is it after a song? Is it after a specific kind of like drum beat? Or is it like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I can't remember. I took a music history class. I don't know.
We'll look it up.
So, yeah, I was just wondering if it was a, you know, if it was a unique thing to video
games. The only time I ever hear it in another way is when you hear Beatles-esque.
Yeah.
Is the only thing ever close that I've ever heard. It's like, oh, it's Beatles-esque.
Yeah.
And that's a term you hear a lot. But
I think with music, if we're on the music train, it's more, I would hear it more like, I would hear parts of the, rather than their entire sound, be like, this singer, you know, she's got Joplin pipes, like certain talents rather than the piece as a whole.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is there like a name for this kind of name?
Do you guys want to take a guess of rock and roll?
Does it have anything to do with Chuck Berry?
No.
Okay, then never mind.
It's way simpler and you're going to be like, ah.
Because people want to rock and roll while they listen to it.
Nope. It was a slang for sex.
Nice.
Oh. In blues lyrics. Rock and roll had been used since the early 1920s as a blues song lyric meaning sexual intercourse. So they when rock and roll came out, they were like, ah.
So they sex. Just took everything from the blues.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah. I was thinking, yeah, because rhythm and blues, rock and roll, you know.
But yeah, how much does, I mean, I think we already cracked it by getting to the meat of why things are labeled the way they are, which is
you didn't even have crab legs and you just said cracked it to get to the meat.
Yeah,
he's yeah. thinking about it because he was
like, well, I didn't eat anything, so I'm dreaming about crab legs. Actually, I don't like crab legs that much, but I think in today's day and age, where now things are just, you know, you don't go into a Blockbuster and there doesn't need to be, you know, there aren't sectionals for action, for, you know, for horror, for,
well, there are on Netflix.
Yeah, but I'm talking about video games specifically. Okay. I think genres are kind of going by the wayside with how they're not. We'll always find a way to label something, yeah. But for the purpose, for a consumer's purpose, we don't really care. In fact, I don't think genre is really like I don't think a game, comparing a game to another game, saying like this is like Breath of the Wild, really is a genre. It's a comparison. It's not. Yeah. Because you already said it, they are action adventures. So for the consumers, I mean, I don't think genre matters so much. I think when someone's tossing you $10 million to make the game, they want more information. Yeah. So you're gonna have to come up with. But even then, we threw out two game titles and said meats, not necessarily a genre.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the same way, in the same vein as like music, what the fuck? A genre just puts you in the mood and then like in the ballpark, and then you got to narrow it down if you want to be more specific than that.
So coming down to one of the more ubiquitous examples, the weird thing about Metroidvanias is that is a new term. Even though those games are really old.
Mm-hmm.
So like that term is like only like maybe a decade old at the most. The thing was like before the explosion of Metroidvanias, before Hollow Knight came out, basically. Shovel Knight's just a platformer.
Isn't that why it's called Castlevania? That's a pretty old game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This was part of the Vania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
Metroid and Castlevania.
Okay.
Or Metroidvanias. So it came to the point where like so many games that were heavily inspired by them were coming out that people needed to have a word for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's just when it happens, is when like a game inspires so many other games. And I, to the point where I'm surprised that Zelda-like is not a thing but I guess no one really does it.
Also, it's not fun to say.
Zelda-like, that's true.
I mean, Metroidvania is not a great fucking...
Yeah, no, that's not good either.
It's kind of fun. It's got a lot of fun stuff going on in there. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Because when I think of games that are inspired by Zelda, I can name like a million. But if I could say games that are like so almost like clones that are popular, that's the thing, is I think it has to inspire a lot of games that are somewhat clones that are good. Because Zelda has a ton of bad clones.
I think that's a good point. There needs to be success in its offspring, so to speak.
Yeah, otherwise we wouldn't talk, people don't talk about it.
Yeah. It needs to birth a genre that's enjoyable for some years to come. Not a genre. I gotta stop saying that word. A subset.
Yeah. Because like, I guess now there's genus. Kind of, you know, we might start hearing Zelda like, because there's a ton of games, because Nintendo doesn't really make Zelda games like they used to anymore. I mean, not saying they didn't used to make them like they used to. They just have moved on.
Yeah.
They don't create your top down. They don't make Link's Awakening or Link to the Past anymore. They remade Link's Awakening. But, you know, we have Tunic coming out that is definitely heavily inspired to the point where it's named after the Green Tunic. You even had CrossCode, which I really liked, that like you had to go to different dungeons and like beat the dungeon and you got like a special item or a special power that you use specifically for that dungeon, which was super Zelda-like, to the point where we're getting to that thing again where we've always talked about a million times. When a developer stops making a game people want, people start making it themselves.
We're also getting to the point where the people who played those games are old enough to make games.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a couple of examples of that Zelda thing, but if it keeps happening, maybe people start saying it. But or they might just say, oh, it's heavily inspired by Zelda. I guess I don't know when that happens. There's got to be someone who sparks basically the term. IGN has to say it or something, and then
game journos, YouTubers, someone. Yeah, someone.
Can we go back to calling first person shooters Doom clones?
Yeah, yeah, because people used to say that a lot, didn't they? Oh yeah. It's Doom clone. Yeah, because Quake.
Also, it was easier to be a clone of something when only 3 video games were made a year.
Yeah.
Doom-like? Now, call first person shooters Doom-like?
Oh, dude, I'm really into Halo. It's a Doom-like? It's a Doom-like.
You know Cake and Scott?
It's a hero-based Doom-like. It's a,
yeah, looter shooters. It's a Doom Diablo. I don't know how to put the Doom-lo. Just putting the two words together. It's a Doom-lo.
Sorry, what the fuck are you saying?
It's a Doom-lo.
Did you just turn it into Doom-lo?
You know Borderlands?
You never played a Doom-lo?
Like Borderlands. Destiny. Doom-lo. I'm going to do that with everything.
I mean, as always, we've had an entire episode about semantics at this point. But I think that's what genre is. And I think it's just there is... It's just there for a touchstone. I think the interesting thing is, it is if you make it.
You said is so many. I'm sorry.
The interesting thing is if you make a game that that does inspire, you know, that does get that does get fun, so to speak.
So I want a clip of you saying is.
There is a backlash against naming genres after influential games.
Yeah.
I'm not people want to call roguelikes run-based games.
Oh yeah, see, I like that better. It even actually describes it a lot more. Yeah.
And like Castlevania, Metroidvanias, I don't know what they would call those.
Backtrackers.
Get losters. I don't know. You can rail against it all you want, but find something that sounds better than roguelike.
I like
so instead games. Of saying it's a Metroidvania, it's a structural big picture gameplay mechanic.
That one's gone.
You say that in a pitch meeting and they will take money out of your pocket.
yeah no kidding, that's that's like so annoying.
Whoever wrote that was wearing a fedora.
Yes Yeah, what are they calling Souls-likes?
I don't know. This is really just about roguelikes, so.
Gotcha. What'd you say about Souls-likes?
I'm just saying. I like the name. I'm not against
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not. It tells you what it's like.
They're saying, use procedurally generated. Like, not everyone does that. Like, that's a very popular one.
Yeah. Oh, procedurally generated. Yeah, you hear that all the time.
It doesn't help you. Yeah, that doesn't. It doesn't help you pin it down in any way, shape, or form.
I like run-based games. I'm a fan of that one.
So many games that are procedurally generated.
Yeah.
Like, from Minecraft to...
What was the first... Oh, so, yeah. I was going to say, what was the first strategy game? But I was... Chess-like. It's chess-like. You guys ever play Warcraft? It's chess-like.
It's a go-like.
It's a go-like, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I think I don't mind them because it tells you, you know. Although the thing is, it doesn't always because, like, again, we've never played Rogue and we've never played Thief, so that doesn't tell me anything unless I've
played. You know what it means. You know, roguelike is going to be run based, procedurally generated, permadeath.
I do like run based games better.
Yeah,
I would say run based game. It's a run based game. I'm gonna start saying it now.
Then I know if you say that, I'm gonna think it's like Mirror's Subway Edge. Runner
or
like a run
or like the run. Game where you run from the monkeys that chase you down.
What I like the Jetpack Joyride, that's my favorite runner.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, it's just I guess you just have to have a lot of success and a lot of games that are successful as well come after to the point where. People are using, are comparing it to that game so often that it becomes part of vernacular.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
I mean, and that's a badge of honor if you are the soul in Souls-like.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I think it's easier to say than, it's a dodging, a game where you dodge and stuff like that. Like, I don't think anything's called a Pokemon-like because it's it's a monster catching
game. It's a monster catcher.
Yeah, there's other monster taming games that were popular post around the same time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but that was the one that kind of exploded them all.
But I think Pokemon has a very like specific kind of feel to it too, of like RPG kind of isometric like feel to it.
That's true. And it's got its card game, it's got its anime, its plushies.
Yeah. No, I think that Pokemon has, it's at the point where it's too well known that to call something a Pokemon like, it would have to be, like you said, a clone of it.
Closer.
And I think that's the issue, is that like there aren't clones of Pokemon that people like. Because people like Pokemon for the Pokemon, not for the gameplay mechanics.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Also, this like seems to be kind of just a new fad. Like, it didn't happen in the 90s and stuff. People calling it like Roguelike and stuff. These are all like new terms.
Well, I think it's for the most part. It might be, you know, the like democratization of naming genres. It's not like left to game journalists anymore. It is fucking me in my underwear posting on Reddit that's naming this shit. It's
that also might be more and more necessary as more genres or more types of games are born.
And I think we're in a weird spot of, you know, naming new genres, because what has got new genres other than video games?
Yeah.
Like, no one's like young adult lit is probably the newest like writing genre.
Yeah.
And that's very, I mean, descriptive of what it is. Like, what, The Outsiders is like the first young adult lit book, like, so, and that's what, from the 60s, so that's like a whole new genre. But other than that, it's not like, and I guess fantasy novels, like high fantasy, low fantasy, all of those terms are probably newer. But
you know what we need to get is alt gaming. It's, we don't have any alt, they have alt, there's alt and other other mediums, but we don't have alt gaming indies. I don't know what alt gaming would be.
Or all the games that...
I don't know that I want to play anything that's labeled alt anymore.
I know, right? It's an alt game.
Everything like alternative music is like, you know, it's alternative music. But like alt music is just like, what fucking right-wing nut job made this?
That's true. Oh no, they took another turn from us.
Alternative music.
Yeah, I don't know.
But... yeah, I think it's just an interesting phenomenon. It'll be interesting to see if it happens more.
Yeah.
But
it will.
I'm sure.
And will it spread to other places, you know? Will there be like a new like torture porn? Will it just like a new genre of movie will come out that is, you know, named after a specific movie?
It's Midsommar like.
Yeah.
But I think they would just always call it horror, you know.
Are there like Black Mirror likes or like, you know?
And I think that would be like Twilight Zone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Twilight Zone likes. See, I don't know.
It just has to have a good ring to it.
It has to roll off the tongue, I think, is the other thing we need to add in there. You can't just be like, oh, it's Doctor Strangelove like. Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Started to Love the Bomb like.
Yeah.
It really wouldn't work out. But all right, well, that's been an episode of Game Goose. Tell us what you like. Have you seen...
No, anything. Stop there.
Give us a genre. Just shoot us an email.
Yeah.
Just shoot us an email.
Have you guys seen any Game Goose likes out there?
There's thousands of them. There are six other groups of three white guys having the same conversation.
Right now.
In America, right now.
Right now. This week, hundreds. I think out of podcasts, like gaming is the number one.
Oh, sure, yeah. Because, I mean, is it the...
It's like number one in true... Or it's like games and true crime.
Yeah.
That's
I'm surprised true crime isn't higher, actually. Because people fucking like...
No, I'm saying...
Oh, my God, true crime. True crime, like, started a podcast.
Think I murdered a lady. Oh, my God. Tell me about it, please.
Yeah, no, I think out of just
what, like, a volume. New Zelda game? You need to talk to me right now about it.
It's just games. We should have done, you know, a mashup. We could have
been talking about migratory bird patterns.
We could have been doing... We should do games and murders. Murders related to games.
We call it...
No, we talk about
murder of geese.
Murder of geese. Yeah. And only video game related crimes.
It's like, why is it geese? Well, it's a spinoff of the original podcast.
That could be
everything. Bird pun, just kind of like, you know.
Let's see. Is there that, now? So this is where we get to the end, where I try to stop. We start talking about something else, and I'm looking something up on my computer. So I'm just gonna call it now, and I'll look it up, and we'll tell you next week.
Shut it down.
Goodbye, Neil.
Look
Goodbye,
it up,
Clinton.
Tell them next week. Goodbye.